James. Mm-hmm. I says, what specific charter change are you opposed to? Mm-hmm. Because I'm not recommended any specific charter change here. Mm-hmm. I'm only providing the mode, the paraan.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. But you want this to happen before 2010, right?
Well, it doesn't matter because the way this is phrased and worded, this will trigger a Supreme Court case. Mm-hmm. What I want to establish is to create a what they call justiciable controversy. Mm-hmm. That once it is approved and convened, that creates a constitutional issue on how to interpret the specific provision of the Constitution that pertains to the convening of the Constituent Assembly. Yeah. As you very well know, it is susceptible to two interpretations. One is that we will obtain 3/4 of all the members of Congress by adding together the number of congressmen and senators and strike 3/4. The other interpretation is that it should be 3/4 of the Senate and of the House voting separately. That is the constitutional issue that I want to be triggered by this resolution that I drafted. So let's await the decision of the Supreme Court. After that, let's abide by whichever way the Supreme Court tells us.